A further support. We'll begin with Sarah. Hi, Sarah. Hopefully my audio's on. You all heard that. You received it regardless. There we go.
Sorry about that.
Oh, that's okay.
I'm not expecting to be first.
That's the point. When we move into higher frequency, we don't know what to expect. This is the whole point, to welcome in the change.
May I have a message, please?
Of course. Oh, man. You're just spiraling upward. When I receive you, I can just feel the whiff of it. And just on a personal level, I run through Facebook, as we all do, and I just catch a glimpse of a twig or a tree where you happen to be. But what I want to share with you is I always feel excited. And what I mean by that is you're taking that leap of faith. And so when I'm saying that, the energy that's running through me, it's sort of like, oh my gosh, just think of like flipping through pages, like I got to find that page. I got it, like you're just flipping through, or a dictionary, like an old dictionary, flipping to find the right page. So when I'm looking at you, that's how fast you're assisting yourself. That's how fast you're merging with yourself. Lady Portia, oh my goodness, my apologies. The transmission, when the goddess kept changing and changing and changing, and it was sort of like, is she ever going to stop? For the record, she stopped at Lady Portia, so there we go. Okay, so back to you. So when you're shifting, it's like it's very smooth and it's easy and it's cascading, and it's almost like quickening, like you're roller skating or ice skating, like you're on the roll, you're on the move. So the reason they're sharing that, they wanted me to express my experience, which is just lovely. When I receive you, oh, energetically. So I can just notice a twig wherever you happen to be today, but I can feel the energy. I can feel the response. And it's like, she's going. So you just want to realize that you're ascending. And what I mean by that is your frequency is like taking off, and you want to keep that up in a nice natural pace, because love is soon to arrive. Say your name again, sweetheart.
Sarah.
Thank you. The best way to say this, say your name again, my love.
Sarah.
Yeah, I see, that's the reason you started, because you're equaling the transmission. So in other words, the transmission is basically, it's time to get up and go. And the mind's like, well, where are we headed? And that's the whole point. The mind's got to, like, you know, give it a song to sing or whatever, because it doesn't understand. That's what you're doing exceedingly well. And they want you to sort of keep it up. So my message is almost like, just keep it up. But you want to understand, it's sort of like a quickening beyond your current, I want to say guidance, but let me try to bring this specific. I'll just give you a perfect example. So imagine you just have like an old story, and it's like, I say this, and then they say that, and they trigger me, and then I have choices of saying this or that, or what do I do? But it's sort of like you can pretty much write the script even before you arrive. So when you're standing in your highest state, say your name again, my love.
Sarah.
Thank you. You're going to be shown brownie points. And what I mean by that is you're going to be shown shout outs. So what I mean by that is like just higher offerings. So in other words, let's just say I guess get really triggered by someone's negative, someone's ego. Let's just say that, because that just sort of covers it all. But that's just, you know, they go in with the ego, and I sort of match them with my ego, and that's just the way it is. So when that higher quickening or that higher source arrival comes in, they're going to take you off the page. They're going to help you choose another verse. So the other verse may be, how would I say it? It just feels like grace, where... you know, I honor that that's where you are in consciousness right now, and I don't need you to be any other way. When I just said that, it's got crackling in my corner. That crackling is like the highest truth. I don't need you to be any other way. I don't need you to be any other way for me to ascend. I don't need you to be any other way for me to be at peace today. And so you're just going to choose love. You're just going to have the highest awareness that love is here to stay. In English, say your name again, my love.
Sarah.
You're going to be shown another choice. You're going to be shown another choice. Instead of trying to teach them to walk out of their ego, what if I just receive them in love? So it's not avoidance, and it's not ignorance, and it's not denial. It's your own choice making of that liberated consciousness. And you're going to find that you can easily reach it. You can easily move there because you've cleared the way. So when I receive you, just like you said, what a surprise. I wasn't expecting to be chosen first. You're also not going to expect how easy it is to smile. So your mind has the ego script all figured out, and you're already higher. You're already smiler. So it's going to be an offering. And when I receive it on your behalf, it's funny, but it's sort of like, surely it can't be this easy. Like, what's the catch? There is no catch. You're just staying in your love surroundings. Say your name again, sweetheart.
Sarah.
Thank you. So when they say, like, you really don't need the world to change, you don't really need anything to be different in order for you to succeed, I didn't share this because I was so busy babbling along, but this is actually the second time I pulled this card for you. Simply love. You're being honored, you're being hosted, you're being guided. That's what I want to say to you. Say your name again, my love.
Sarah.
It's a little bit like, let's say you go walking out with a friend, and she just says something that, ooh, it's annoying because it just reflects when you used to say it, where you just need to forgive yourself and just hold the compassion. And you're going to find, this is the point, choice making time, you're going to find an easy reason to smile. So in other words, it's like there's a part of you that, well, I just don't have to go there, and I can just appreciate that she's here. Say your name again, sweetheart.
Sarah.
You're moving into a new echelon. You're moving into a new depository retreat. Okay, so when I said depository retreat, there are like, stand there. Say your name one more time.
Sarah.
Thank you. You're going to be gifted with true sequencing. I don't know what you're going to receive, but you're going to receive something that's quite valuable. And they want you to trust that. That's why you need to hold your positioning. If you're in ego, out of ego, in ego, out of ego, you're not going to be able to catch it all. That's why you're being groomed. That's why you're being stepped upon. I don't know what you're receiving, but it reminds me of, what do you call that? Like family constellation. Like just think of all like the amazing modalities that have helped and served. Someone had to be inspired to bring that forth. It wasn't like, here are the Ten Commandments and here are your modalities. Like we all invented them. We all brought them forth. Say your name again, my love.
Sarah.
You're going to bring something of intense value, of intense, they're saying dictation, but they're using the word intense specifically. Say your name one more time, my love.
Sarah.
Number one, so you don't shy away from it. Number two, so you understand why the preparation is so required. So it's sort of like, I'm a good person. Isn't that enough? It's like a purification so that you can hold the energy. And when I say energy, the energy I'm feeling on your behalf is just, oh, delightful. Say your name one last time, my friend.
Sarah.
Keep growing. So it has to do with the frequency that you're establishing. It's sort of like, you know, checking the water. Is it boiling? Can I put it in my pasta? You don't want to put it in until it's actually boiling. Say your name one more time.
Sarah.
Keep growing. You're going to notice, I'll leave you with this, the same thing I said, but with emphasis. You're going to notice it in stages. where normally I'd be a little judgy or I'd be a little whatever, and you're going to find a new place to stand. That's the best way to explain it. You're just going to find a new place to stand. Say your name one last time.
Sarah.
Super good. I just got one big third eye chakra for you. It's super good. You're quickening. Let me figure out what this detaches before you leave. Say your name one last time.
Sarah.
It's a little bit like when you see all that old folly. It's a little bit like you're not going my way. You're not going where I'm going. So it's almost like dismissing yourself of the whole thing. You're not going to help me catch my bus. Say your name one last time.
Sarah.
Yeah, it's a choice making. They're saying you decide. Like, what's of value to you? What's of value to you? I didn't share this, so funny. And every time I don't share a card, boom, it comes back. This was the second card I did not reveal, this that I didn't share because I was just so focused on my babbling to bring forth that heightened guidance. But second time I pulled this card as well, seek the truth. See, that's, if I could just summarize how I feel about you, that card would be it right there. Like you're opening up. That is your message. It is so spot on ready. And did you have a question today?
I don't think so, thank you.
Oh my gosh, thank you. Doing really well, really well. All righty, Miss Elena.
I'm here.
I know you are.
Okay. What message do you have for me today, please?
Okay, drum roll. Say your name again, sweetheart. Don't look back. Don't look back. Imagine you're seeing everybody for the first time. So when we look at news articles or whatever it is, we come with a painted picture. In other words, we come with our own judgment. If I see someone in the opposite political party, whatever they say, I'm not seeing it neutrally. I'm seeing it with, what are they going to say now? Because I'm going to disagree with everything they say. Like, you know, I've already decided. So, and say your name again, sweetheart.
Elena.
They're helping you stay neutral. They're helping you stay neutral. So in other words, everybody is a child of God. Everyone is your brethren. Everyone's a brother and sister. Everyone's part of your family. So it's really important to get along with your family, if possible. Say your name again, sweetheart.
Elena.
Thank you. They're helping you see inside. What I mean by that is like to see the truth. To see the truth. The card I have for you is Balance, Divine Feminine, Divine Masculine. It does not get any more extraordinary than that card. So this is the whole point. We're all one. Everyone you come upon witness to is an aspect of you, whether you want to agree with that or not. It just is, because we're all one. So when we're not receiving registering everyone in the light, the problem is, we're saying no to our own self. We're banishing our own self. So it's very hard, if not impossible, to be in 5D if we're selective. Well, this part of me can come in, but not that. That part needs to wait outside at the door. So you're learning to shine in them all. A really quick example is like when you see people just being very loud, it's like they want to feel right. They want to be like self-righteous. So then of course the question is why? At the end of the day, we all just want ourselves back. We all just want the love that we are. And we all have different ways of trying to secure that. Some helpful, some extremely not helpful. But you want to remember that love is the way. So in English, what you're learning to do is shine about all. So in other words, you're really learning how to offer love to all. there's no higher message than that. I mean, there just really, 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 really isn't, because when you offer love to everything, you are love. So that's the whole point. You make the garden grow because you're offering that healing to everyone. But the biggest part of it is because that's all that exists within self. So this is where you're being stirred higher. When I say you're being stirred higher, you're having some lovely dream states where, oh my gosh, like when I'm looking at you, you're just in this like monastery of very heightened significance. So in English, all of that higher association, all of that higher awareness is already inside. So how would I say it? Like the lower mind couldn't conceive of this, because you have to judge everything. How do you find your way? So we do have to judge where the sidewalk starts and stops, so we don't fall off the sidewalk. But in terms of life itself, they're helping you to hold this sort of like natural indicative, natural placement. So if I come up a customer service station and someone's just like, I'm watching them and I'm like, oh my goodness, you know, we all sit there with all kinds of judgment. Like that's a perfect place where I can open my heart. I can open my heart. So I may see they're just judging and making remarks because they were positively stroked for that. So part of being in their peer group or their friends amongst many is to sort of put everything down. And when I look at someone, I can feel them, like it's not even them. It's something that they were positively reinforced for. So it's that sort of thing where you just welcome love back. They're helping you. Say your name again, my love.
Elena.
And say it one more time, sweetheart.
Elena.
Thank you. Reminds me a lot of is what who is he? Wayne Dyer used to talk about where, I don't know, he'd have a seat conflict, a flight conflict, and he would do basically what they're saying. I forget how he used to say it, but basically instead of me, it was sort of like how can I serve? So how can I serve this other one I've called in? So we want to remember that. Everything is your dream consciousness. So everything you witness is for you. So it's not like some outer person that can't get it together. You've called it forth for your quickening, for your awakening. So the more that you recognize it's your own homework assignment, it's sort of like as you open up your heart, say your name again, my love.
Hello.
Thank you. You'll be shown the rightful approach. In English, my words would be like you offer them love, or you come to agree with them in love, or you come to agree with the fact that we're all just universal consciousness, the truth of all of us. So they're helping you sort of lift that environment or your perception to that highest notion. The card I have for you is the same as Sarah. That's why you came second. Seek the truth. So instead of seeing with blinders on, you're seeing with true relief. Say your name again, sweetheart. Thank you. If I could just summarize this, it would be the same as someone that says, you know, Jesus, walk with me all day and show me the world through your sight. That would be the same thing I just said, and a shorter way of saying it. So it's like you're really being shown higher witness, higher witness is really what I want to say. Here's how you're going to do, in case you're curious, well-deserved reward. So you're really learning how to be in sort of much more of a neutral stand or perception. Say your name one last time, sweetheart. To help make your garden grow. So to help make your garden grow is the more I use my higher sight, the more I use my spiritual vision, well, guess what? It just becomes stronger. Dedicated effort. You're doing really well. See that light coming in? You're learning to shine. You're learning to amass great fortune, meaning your spiritual fortune. Say your name one last time.
Elena.
Now you know. So what I get from you, to sum this up, is you're going to get like a specific love's arrival, meaning a specific situation. And they're saying then you're going to learn to apply it, meaning then you're going to apply universality to it. So if I have a aha moment with a store clerk, or I have an aha moment with whatever, I then see it always. Positive forward movement. Say your name one last time.
Elena.
One last thing I want to say to you, and that is, you're actually in that monastery simultaneously to your entire life, rest of your existence. So the more that you can feel that, the more that you can surround yourself with that, you're going to have that staying power that's going to be long lasting and it's going to be strong. It's so funny I'm saying this to you because when I was getting ready before we came on, I just glanced down at my college, I don't know if it's alumni notes, whatever it is. And I went to a Catholic college because when I arrived there, when I saw the buildings, it was my faith. I didn't understand it back then, but it was just my faith. And it took me back to many beautiful existences. So I just had to go there. But now I understand it. But I could just feel the energy of it. When I looked at the building, I was like, oh my gosh. You know, I could just feel it. So the reason I'm saying that is I was transmitting your energy at that moment. So of course we're both mirrors, but that you have that surrounding garden space. And when I say garden space, it's what we would call 5D consciousness. So you have that surrounding garden space because you've already existed in that state, which we all have, but there's something about a quickening of it for you, or an ultimate manifestation in English. The more that you imagine it's there, you know how I always talk about, well, here's Elena and here are her saints and here are her nun friends. I've always said that to you. But when I receive it, it's like the land of milk and honey, like it's real. So the more you can feel it and sense it, it'll really support you. Say your name one last time.
Elena.
It's super good. It's super good. Super, super, super good. All right, that is your message. I hope it helps. And did you have a question today?
No, thank you.
Okay. Much love, honey.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Hello, Miss Christine. I was like, hunting owl. I'm like, no, her name's Christine.
Hello, Nicole.
Hi, sweetheart. Nice to say hi. Oh, my gosh.
It's so good to see you.
It's good to see you.
Oh, it's been so long. My God, I missed you.
Really good to see you, sweetheart. All right, you're looking fantastic as ever. All right, so one moment, my friend. Make sure that you pass the sprinkle test. In other words, make sure you clear your auric field. You're doing a lot of work for others and you're quite good at that. But how do I want to say this? It's like you've tiptoed into the darkness enough that you consider yourself, what would I call that? Almost like an expert. In English, you can hold your light so well that you can coexist with the dark energies a little bit, and it doesn't phase you because you're so powerful. They don't want you to get so used to that. They really want you to prioritize your own energy field. You're strong enough that you can manage it. The problem is you're going to be going into more intense energies, and they don't want you to be sloppy now. They want you to make really good sure you clear your energy field entirely, because otherwise that energy is going to start getting stronger and stronger. You're safe. It wouldn't hurt you, but it's going to sort of dilute the strong light that's coming in. In English, it kind of waters it down. It's almost like if you didn't rinse a glass 100%. There's a little bit of residue. So it's not an urgency, but it's a priority in terms of how to make you shine, because you've got very powerful energies that you're ready to open up to. So it's sort of like, let's get really good hygienic spiritual practices set now. And I have to say this, there's a little bit of you that gets off in it. And I say that with so much love and compassion. In other words, your ego kind of likes the fact that you can handle it. It's like, watch me, you know, manhandle the snake or the alligator that no one's willing to do. So on the one hand, you're really good at it. The problem is your ego likes it. So it's your ego that's like, look, I can stand face to face with this negative energy and it doesn't bother me. So that's the issue. That's the issue. The ego doesn't want to give it up because it's like, I'm very proud of this. Yeah. On the other hand, you want to ingest more light, and it's sort of in the way. It wants to come in, and it's like, you really need to get rid of your little friends here. Again, harmless, not hurting you, but it's just what would I call that? It's keeping you back a step, and the more you're opening up, it's going to become more of a disturbance. So it's not an issue now, and they don't want it to be in the future. So take care of matters. All right, so that's the first thing. Again, compliment to you for your spiritual strength at the end of the day. That's the first thing. So you got very powerful serpentine energy. And say your name again, my love.
Christine.
Notice what you're noticing. Notice what you're noticing. Don't have it be same old day. You know, what do you do, Christine? Oh, this is what I do. Be open to new advisement. Like, imagine having a business card and it states what you do. Drop what you do on that card, or let there be a blank intentionally at the end, so that you can start imagining being promoted. You can start imagining traveling into new association. So don't be fixated on here I am, this is what I do. Allow it to be very fluid and allow it to shift in a moment's notice. Again, the mind, when I look at your mind, I know, it's so funny. You're so cute is the thing. So when I look at you, it's a little bit like, look at me, look at me. But what happens is you get attached to whatever that look at me stage is. So look at me, I'm on this stage. Look at me, look at me. But they don't want you to stay on that stage longer than necessary, because they want you to eventually climb, and you get a little comfortable. Like, here I am. I'll set up shop. I'm perfectly happy. But you can go up to the high. No, you know, this is good. I'm happy here. I mean, you're very good and you're excellent and you're cute as a bumblebee. But there's higher arrangement. Now, when I say higher arrangement, I can't even explain to you how higher an arrangement I'm receiving. When I'm looking at you, I just suddenly became an eternal flame. Like, I literally just became a flame of light. So that's how extraordinary you are. And that's what they want to assist you with. So you want to allow yourself to travel. How would I say this? This is so funny. You're not going to lose your individuality, and there's something, there's somehow you need to hear that. I don't know if you've been assaulted or in a really domestic, I don't know what happened, but there's something where you were squashed. So because of that, part of your restoration was to shout it out, you know, to really express yourself. So you want to know that part of your fear in terms of moving into that higher awareness, to moving into 5D, is what about my individuality that I work so hard? You don't understand. I earned this. I had to work so hard to deliver this to me. And you want me to let go of that? I don't think so. So that's where you want to be rearranged. You want to remember. And it's so interesting. And I feel like that's why in the transmission they included that, because they never did before. Where even when masters ascend, they still keep that individual personality almost like cloth. Like it's very loose. But if you're roomy and you dance your way to enlightenment, or you're the Buddha and you meditate, or whatever it is, like when you ascend, you still bring that forth in your own personality essence. You don't lose that. You need to know that, because that's your defiance. I don't know what it is. Nobody's going to tell me what to do anymore. So there's something where your own personality is so important to you that there's some kind of fear. If I merge into universal consciousness, if I merge into my awakened status, where does all that go? So you're going to retain that. You're going to retain that. That's very, very important for you to understand and receive. And just almost like take a sigh of relief and know that it's okay. Because that's going to help you release the brakes. Say your name again, sweetheart.
Christine.
You're going to have your own way. You're going to have your own way. So don't be concerned about that. Okay, that helps you. When I receive you, the light's coming in now. You're saying yes to, and that was huge. I mean, that was just so huge, I can't even explain to you. Now you're like, okay, you can come in now. Exactly. It's like, it's okay. Like, I understand now. Now you can come in. I understand. You needed to hear that. That's why out of all these, how many months, it's like, oh, look at that, Nicole Stahl's group. You needed to receive that. You needed to receive that kindness to self so that you can permit yourself to proceed. They're ready for you to proceed. You needed to be ready. Say your name again, sweetheart.
Christine.
Be excited. Be excited of your new offerings. Be excited of your new establishment. When I'm saying be excited, the energies that are running through my legs are so extraordinary. I mean, like, ooh, rejoice and celebration. So this is the light. Now we got the light. Now we're talking. Say your name again, sweetheart.
Christine.
Enjoy the light. Enjoy the light. I don't know. Like, am I going to be bored? Because I don't know, I kind of like this darkness thing a little bit, you know? So I know this sounds so strange, but there's this fear like, am I going to be bored? Because I don't want to be goody-goody or anything. So you get to retain your own sense of self. If I love flowers, I'm going to have flowers on my awakened goddess gown or whatever, because that's my thing. I don't have to give up my flowers. You don't have to give up your edge. Receive your light. There you go, spiritual union. You got this, lady. You absolutely have this. Receive your light. Say your name one last time.
Christine.
You're going to receive people in higher levels. I don't know how to say this, but it's the grooviest thing I've ever experienced in my life. Say your name one last time.
Christine.
You remind me of something, so I have to share it. You're going to be so happy you decided to do this. It's extraordinary. Years ago, I had a dear friend's brother, who I had an incredible crush on, pass away very, very early from AIDS and drug use or whatever. But anyway, I somehow was able to call that attractive essence between he and I back in. And I somehow what would you call that? It's sort of like, I guess, how you would have sexual relations and without the body. Well, anyway, it was just the most natural thing in the world. And I never remembered that. That was like 20 years ago. I did not remember that till this very moment. I'm saying that because when you let go of what you think is so enticing, maybe, you're going to have extraordinary spiritual dealings or experiences that it's like, what was I afraid of? Like, I gave up nothing for, I could have had this all along. Why did I wait so long? Hold on a quick second. Come here, baby. Come here. Come here. Come here. Let's not wait so long, okay? You're going to be like, oh my gosh, I didn't know. I would have gone a long time ago. So you've got like some really cool experiences coming up for you. And you're going to be so, what would be the word? Like, self-satisfied. And what I mean by that is like, here's how I feel about you. I am so in my right place. I am so glad I did this. I'm so glad I took the time or investment in myself, and oh, this is good. Like, I just feel that, like, this is good. Rejoice and celebration. Love is happening all around you. That is your message, sweetheart. And did you have a question?
No, thank you very much. Mwah. So thank you all for being here and being supportive energy in this group.
Awesome.
I love you.
I love you too, sweetheart. Bye. Journey home, talk about love. Talk about love. There she is.
Hi, Nicole.
Hi, blessings. Sweetheart. Blessings to you. Where'd you go? Well, that's something to process there energetically. She was here the entire time until we called upon her, and then she vomitosed. Okay. We're going to give her a moment.
I was
remarking on how we have to take in that interesting dream phenomena there. All right. So
that was really weird.
I know. Let's figure out what that was about. Say your name again, sweetheart.
Journey.
And say your name again, sweetheart.
Journey.
You have to decide, to quote my grandmother, stay put, stay in one place. That's the reason the dream phenomena had, it was like you were there the whole time until we called on you, you were there, and then you weren't. Like, where'd she go? A quick disappearing act. So here you go. You're in the authority. You're extraordinary. I mean, I could have told you that the first day I met you, and it was nothing you didn't know. You're extraordinary. But you have to decide to stay grounded and present. And your problem, my love, is that you are so high. You are so spiritually high. You can self-adjust. Talk about being out of your body. It could seem like you're there and you're in another galaxy, enjoying it, heavenly. So that's the reason that phenomena happened, so that you would really see the effects of being shy. So being shy is, I can hold it until I get into distress. I can hold it until, I don't know, you're on my last nerve or whatever. And then I decide to check out. And the last nerve is not another person, by the way. It could just be your ego thoughts or whatever. But when I'm looking at you, the energy feels very fickle, is the only way I can say it. It's like, imagine being on a date. I like him. Well, maybe I don't. I like him. I don't know. Well, let's see. I don't know. You know, let's see how he eats his hamburger. I don't know what it is, but it's very like indecisive energy. And when I'm looking at you, it's so funny because you've reached such an extraordinary height. It's really, really interesting. And I think you almost scared yourself a little bit. So it's sort of like, I didn't think I would get this high this fast. So the reason you came after Christine, by the way, is there's some kind of fear about continuing. Well, there she goes again. Can't make this up. You really just cannot make this up. Oh my goodness. We'll wait. To give Miss Journey credit. She's in Canada, so that may have something to do with it. What I was saying was something about you leaving, deciding to come and go or leave or stay. There you left to go. So here's what I want to say. You grew faster than you expected to. So the problem with that is it has more responsibility to it. And you weren't quite ready for that. It's sort of like you ask for it, and then you get it. And then you're like, oh, I didn't know it was going to be here yet. Like, I wanted to start the diet plan. It was going to take 2 weeks to arrive, and they shipped it overnight. Like, oh, I got to start now. And now you're not 100% sure about that. Say your name again, sweetheart.
Journey.
It's not to downplay your life, but it's a little bit like, what's really happening anyway? So in other words, if you don't choose the light, is it really going to make you happy? Are you in an exalted state? So in other words, they're just helping you. What would be the word? Say your name again, my love.
Journey.
Now it reminds me of Christine's message. Like, excuse me, really see the self-pleasuring arrival. So in other words, just notice those heightened states. Notice those heightened fields and breathe upon them. And when I say breathe upon them, it's a little bit like a fire in a fireplace, and you would breathe upon the kindling or whatever to like fan the flame. So the more you breathe upon it, you're going to find it steadily increases. So when you open up to that light, you're faced with a little bit of fear. So how you manage the fear is you don't try to make the fear disappear. There she goes again. That is just crazy. Crazy, crazy. Crazy good. So funny. Okay, so the recording has the whole thing. So that's the important part. You can listen to it later. But in any event, what they were saying is you're not trying to make the fear disappear. Just let the fear do what it wants to do. But you're focusing on the light. You're focusing on the higher intention, and you're fanning that flame. So you have like instructions. Your instructions are to dive into that light. The instructions are almost, there she goes again. Too funny. Too funny. Too funny. We'll wait. All right. So the instructions, no. Okay, we'll try this one time, or we may come back to you. So again, it's let the fear be what it is, but you're walking towards the light, and you're administering to the light. So you're fanning the, I'm just going to finish the message and we'll catch her later. So here's your recording. You're fanning the light and you're making the light grow. That's all your message is, to keep fanning that light, to keep blowing in that light, to keep increasing that light. And that's what's going to bring you into your extraordinary existence. So what I did was just finish that statement, because you're going to listen on the recording. Yeah. Oh my goodness. Do you see how powerful she is? That's just extraordinary to me. All right, I'm going to see if she's got a question. All right, let's jump and see if you have a question, or we'll finish another time. Yeah, no. All right, so we're going to... All right, I'm almost thinking, yeah, try it without video. Let's see if that works.
Yeah, I was able to listen to everyone previously, and then when I came, it's doing this. So this is really like a big message. Like, there's something big in there for me.
Yeah, surely is.
And honestly, because I haven't joined group in months, and then I felt so pulled to join group today. And so this is really fascinating to me on many levels, and considering where I am right now in my now moment in my life, this is pretty huge. And I think it's speaking of abandonment of self.
I would think so, my friend.
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay. So awesome. I'm so glad you registered with that. And did you have a question?
I guess my question would be is, for right now, energetically, where I am in my now moment as the being that I am, what is it that the, like, what is my most focus right now for me that they want to offer me to focus on?
Yeah, that's so apparently obvious. I pulled this card twice for you now. So it says hope, but do you see how she's coming through in her light dress, in her light glory, in her light body, surrounded by her light? That's what you want to focus on. You just want to keep focusing on the light. It's sort of like everything else could be coming and going, but my job is to follow that light wherever it goes. So just imagine, there she goes again. Oh, Lordy. I think she's done. All right, so I'll just put this on the recording. Your answer is to follow the light. And the example was, well, there you are. Okay, so the answer is to follow your light. And the example is, imagine like you were shadowing someone at work. You had just started a job and your job is to shadow them. So you basically just follow them around and notice everything they're doing and learning from it. So in essence, that's what you're doing. Oh, I decided to just leave you your message. So what I was saying is your job is to follow the light. And so imagine if you were, imagine if you were shadowing someone at work and your job is really just to follow them. Whatever they're doing, you just follow them and you watch, and that's how you're gonna learn. So you're watching the light, you're following the light, and the light being you, deciding to honor your light, deciding to be with your light, deciding to never leave your light. That's what you're doing. Rejoice in celebration. Three of Cups. Let me just pull one more card. So let's talk about your name, Journey Home. So remember, that's what you're doing. You're journeying home. You're not journeying far away. You're not journeying to some other alliance. You're journeying home, home to self, home to your light. Last card, authority. There you go, sweetheart. I hope that helps. Oh my
gosh.
Thank you
so
much. You're so welcome.
Thank you so much, Nicole. And thank you, everyone.
Much
love and many blessings to you all. I'm so grateful. And, you know, it's so interesting. It's like what I've also taken from this experience is just letting go of control. Like how much I had to surrender in this experience and just know that I was going to get something and take something of it, even though it was really frustrating. But surrendering into the journey.
And trusting that light, you're extraordinary. You're extraordinary. Yeah. It's like you're just so high and you're trying to pretend you're not. It's like,
da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
It's so good, sweetheart. Recognition and reward. You got this. You absolutely have this. All right. So much love, honey.
Thank you. Thank you. Blessings, blessings.
Hello, Jennifer.
Oh, hello.
Hi.
Hi. May I please have a message?
Don't stop now. Don't stop now. You're doing something really well. And it's taken you a little bit of time to adjust to that high order, that high authority, don't stop now. You may want to take breaks. You may want to go rest. You may want to choose another lifestyle. You have found the sweet spot. You have found the light. You need to stay consistent. That's why you came after Journey. You need to stay consistent. That means if I'm honoring my boundaries, if I'm honoring my light, if I'm honoring my truth, on Tuesday, I don't get wishy-washy on Wednesday. I stay in that alignment on Wednesday. I stay in that alignment on Thursday. It's a little bit like braces on the teeth. Like, you don't just put them on a day every so often. You're never going to get anywhere. They're on for least resistance. So this is really your time. Say your name again, my love.
Jennifer.
Is to move into a new galaxy. What they're showing me is, I was going to say personally annoying as it is, what do you call that? On 95, they're putting up the express lanes and doing all this construction work in order to do it. And so, but they're doing it to create a new lifestyle, to create a new avenue for all time. So they're not just doing all this work because we thought we would try it for a week, and then if we don't like it, we'll just go back. It's sort of like what's there stays. That's what you're learning to do, and you're really good for an hour, for a day, for half a mile. They're helping you to bring that point home or continue with it. And how would I say that? You're going to come upon like a moment or two of weakness because, yeah, I tried the new lifestyle, but you know, that's enough. That's enough for one lifetime. I'm burnt out. So when you get burnt out or you get tired, you know, take a rest, take a nap, go outside, blow some bubbles, do whatever you want. But the highway is the highway is the highway. Don't give up what matters most. In English, you've taken some very important beginning steps. And just imagine that like you're growing the temple steps on your like ascension temple, and you're creating each step through your self-matrimony, meaning like that love for self. If you just build a few steps and stop, well, you're going to be standing in the middle of the sky. That's what they're saying. So you need to keep building. So just think about it like that. Every time you hold that, every time you anchor it, it's like another step on your ascension temple staircase. Say your name again, sweetheart.
Jennifer.
Love of self. So the card I had, and I didn't show you for whatever reason, but I know better now to keep it to myself, was passion ignited. So it's like honoring the passion of self. Say your name again, sweetheart.
Jennifer.
Thank you. You will be provided for. You will be provided for. So I don't know what the concern is, but you will be provided for. You somehow need to know that. Say your name again, my love.
Jennifer.
When I'm looking at you, they're showing me full house in cards. So when I'm looking at you, you already have your three of a pair, meaning like you're over halfway there. So however much work you think you need to do to kind of anchor this in for keeps, you're over the halfway mark. Say your name again, sweetheart.
Jennifer.
Keep going. This is it. What I love about you, I got energy running through my whole body. When I say this is it, it's like something that you've been learning how to master that's maybe taken your entire lifetime. You're doing it and you're mastering it. Like this literally is it. Like you just finished walking this out. Say your name again, sweetheart.
Jennifer.
And you're going to own it for keeps. I just want to come kiss you. The reason is the heart chakra. It's like the love for self has returned. The love for self has returned. That's what's giving you the strength to do it. And that's what they need to stay in existence. Because remember those master cards. It's sort of like that's where you're going to bring forth the mastery. So this had to be established. So when I receive you, it's a new highway and there's construction. So, you know, what good is putting up the new highway and not finishing the task. You just got a mess everywhere. Say your name one last time.
Jennifer.
Keep going. Keep going. You're over halfway there. You're doing really well. All these cards, heart chakra, love for self. That's what's going to give you the power and the strength to not back down, to stay consistent. And you're sort of like in a rebirth stage where you're entering a new life. You're entering a new love possession. Say your name one last time.
Jennifer.
It's new and it's different. And it's sort of like, what if people shoot me with a BB gun? I don't know what the concern is. But I feel that. What if people shoot me with a BB gun? And your guides are like, you're stronger than a BB gun. So in other words, it's sort of like trusting that light coming together. Say your name one last time.
Jennifer.
Thank you. So by the way, usually I say, have people say their name so I can just keep tuning into the energy. With you, they had me say your name over and over to anchor you in. So every time I had you say your name and I start babbling, the words are one thing, but the energy, the anchoring in. So every time you said your name, it's like anchor, 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 anchor. And now you're complete. So when I'm looking at you, you're completely covered. You're completely surrounded. You're like snug as a bug in a rug. You know, like you're ready to travel on. Simply love. You're honoring love. So remember, love is backing us and love is being received by us. So see how he's holding that light. You're holding that light and you're honoring it. Say your name one last time.
Jennifer.
Forevermore. That forevermore to me was worth $100,000. And what I mean by that is that was like the anchoring advice, forevermore. So what they're showing me is like if you had like a link bracelet or whatever, and you have that catch at the end, is that what it's called? Whatever you like, you close it and anchor it in. So forevermore, it's mine staying on my wrist. Say your name one last time.
Jennifer.
Thank you. Again, the reason they're having me say your name a million times is they're helping making you see. So when I'm receiving you, it's like holy water, holy water, holy light, like energy, energy, power, 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 so that you feel enamored, you feel whole, you feel complete. You feel committed. So when I'm receiving you now, there is, instead of the steps, it's almost like it's what would you call that? Like an incline where you can just walk up really easily now. So it's sort of like, I can walk up. It's more secure, more stationary, more established. Universe. There you go, sweetheart. That is your message. I hope that helps. And did you have a question?
Yeah, Jazz, I'll take safety on that incline too. It's such a helpful message, and just yesterday, so exhausted. I know there was something, like it just feels like for a lifetime exhausted, and I know you said something, so I'm very grateful. I'm so grateful.
Yeah, it's super good, sweetheart. I forget when that happened to me, but something happened and I could feel the pain, and the experience is exactly the way you're describing it. The pain was literally the pain of my entire life, of having to keep the pain inside and having to pretend that you're someone you're not. Like it was just the entire lifetime pain. Super good. Super good. For you to receive that. Oh, wonderful.
Thank you.
You're welcome, my love. Allie, how may we help you?
Hello.
Hi, my love. Nice to say hi.
Okay. Hi, I can't seem to get my video to go.
That's okay. I'm going to take a brief moment and just get more batteries. So I'll be right there, and it's okay without the video. I play with the game with them long enough. I need the video. They're like,